Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Rikari. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, Takana turns kelp into culture and commerce, a new Aboriginal business making waves in Tasmania, far northwest, by utilising a natural product which has washed ashore for millennium. Now, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Selena Maguire Coldray, a Circular Head Aboriginal Corporation, that's CHAC, and she's the chair of, and we do have Selena online. Selena, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very good. Coming to you at the opposite end of Australia, by the sound of it.
Yeah, by the sound of it. Thank you. And you would live in cold country. Big shout out to your mob. Before you start, Selena, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please.
Oh, well, this is actually quite interesting. I represent the Parappa mob, which is the nine tribes of Northwest Tasmania.
Okay.
But I'm an actual Yidinji woman.
Oh, you're from up top here?
Yeah, my mum's country, yes.
Beautiful. Well, yes.
Innisfail,
lovely. Well, big shout out to you, mob, and look, great to be yarning with you. So tell us about Takana, and tell us about the work that you're doing regarding, well, First Nation business owned indoor plant food product. Tell us about your operation there, please.
No worries. Well, we're in the northwest Tasmania, so we're actually deemed as remote country here.
Okay.
We're 6 hours away from Hobart and 3 hours away from Launceston. So, as you know, the blackfella culture is a little bit different in Tasmania, and there's a lot of sleeping culture that's been reawakening, and that's what's happening in northwest Tasmania. So, we didn't have much opportunity here for, well, not a lot of jobs and not as much chance for further education,
yep,
as it's about a 3 hour drive to Launceston. So the organisation thought, and also a way to get away from government funding,
yep,
is to open a business.
Sure.
Now,
why not?
The Parappa people have used kelp here, the women, it's women's business, have used kelp to make like a coolerman for thousands of years, to drink out of and to carry things.
Yep.
So kelp is a giant, the giant kelp that we get here is the biggest in the world.
And kelp, is it a form of shell, is it?
Kelp is a seaweed. It's
okay.
It's a big seaweed. It's a big seaweed that grows 80 centimetres a day. It's one of the fastest growing things in the planet. And it just so happens it's just high in so many goodies for the human body, but also for Mother Earth. So it's full of iodine and
so it's a product across the board regarding consumption as well as looking after people and country.
Yeah,
more ways than one, yes.
So it's kind of all in one. So it's been an idea of mine, been in the back of my head for a long time.
Good.
Like anything, nothing happens overnight. So it was about a 7 year journey, but we met together with some really good people.
So how many people on board the business?
So we're combining it with our Aboriginal corporation. We employ 65 people. So as we're moving into the business, now it's created jobs in bottling.
Yeah.
Further, we're going to get probably some kelp licences. They'll be harvesting.
Cool. Is there anybody out, like a non-Indigenous company, using the same product as such?
Yes. You might have heard of Sea Soul.
Yep.
So there are. Kelp is used for fertiliser all over the world.
Okay.
I think we're the first Nations to use kelp.
Yep.
So it's 100% Aboriginal owned. We even use everyone in our journey was Aboriginal. So our marketing company, Carbon Creatives, are Aboriginal.
Yeah.
We use an Aboriginal lawyer. Obviously, Kelp's an Aboriginal thing. So I think it was the one of the first products that's used a wholly Aboriginal line in creation there. So Good. We're very proud of that.
Fantastic. And how long have you been running for, Sister Selena?
We've been running just over a year. So we're on the shelves at Bunnings, all 300 stores.
Cool.
We've worked alongside CSOL as partners as well.
Yes.
They've really helped us. They're helping us. They've been amazing, helping us as long as we get on our feet. Our bottling plant will be starting very soon and hopefully adding some other things to our line.
Well, you're leading from the front, my sister, enjoying the journey, being proactive, and look, Free Enterprise. Your business just happened to be Indigenous, which is fantastic, and using their wares. Thank you very much for sharing, my sister. Do you have a web page? How do people contact you?
Yes, so it's tarkana.com.au. Tarkana is actually the first peoples that mob from down here where we collect the kelp. So
okay.
We wanted to really make people aware that, you know, Tassie culture is strong and there's people that have been here for millennia and to kind of reawaken, and that's why we called it Tarkana. So tarkana.com.au.
And Tarkana spelled T-A-R-K-I-N-E-R?
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes. And available in Bunnings.
All right, beautiful. Thank you for sharing, leading from the front. Enjoy the journey. Big shout out to the mob there. And look, businesswoman too, Dudley, thank you very much for sharing. You take care, Selena.
Thanks, brother. Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. Selena Maguire Coldrave, her name is. She's the chairperson of CHAC, which is Circular Head Aboriginal Corporation, and Tarkana, proudly First Nations-owned indoor plant food product made from organic bull kelp harvested on the traditional lands of the Pirapa people. So big shout there, Pirapa people. Thank you very much. And you do check it out online, Tarkana, T-A-R-K-I-N-E-R. Google and talk to Arnie Google and Tarkana, you'll see the information. Do check out, but leading from the front. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning Up Strong here, the Baldy One, your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black.
That's money. Life all the way to the bank. I'm full of money. You forgot who to thank. I'm full of what's your worth, what you say. I'm full of money. You forgot who to pay. I'm full of my accountant needs time to breathe. Said it gets too deep when he counts receipts. Bills are the hills, that mountain steep. When I move bars, it passes the sea. She's like, oh my god, tsunami guy. Hold your tongue, just calm your farm. I got a dip for the drama starts. Don't wanna set it off like a car alarm. A chit chat crack and a six pack. I'm not here for the blah blah blah. Money. Gotta get quick cash, give a stack, whiplash, door quick, fast like Ramadan.
Count on me, sound asleep, counting sheep, I'm counting green. You doubting me, I'm working, I got master feet. I'm making moves, I'm making you so proud of me. Aren't you proud of me?
That's money.
Someone tell these sick off of them how to act. If you see me laughing, cause I'm heading to the bank.
Money.
If you see me parking, better pull up in a tank. Pulling drink. Spend it, make it back. Now go and get the bag. Spend it, make it back. Money in the bank.
Money.
Spend it, make it back. Money in the bank. Spend it, make it back. Money in the bank.
Money.
Spend it, make it back. Money in the bank.
Money white, money black, money gone, money back, money this, money that, no money, funny that.
Hilarious,
hilarious,
funny like Jim Carious. Struggle to pay your rent, I took carious, so you could live vicarious. And there it is, compared to this, you're a scary witch. If you wanna get slapped, dog, you a lap dog, wanna yap around pit bull terriers.
Count on me,
I'm everything that you think you allowed to be,
allowed to be.
Subjects with no budgets want the ground from me.
Half
the gems and the stones I gave out for free.
Free.
You should batter me.
That's
someone
money.
Tell these sick off of them how to act. If you see
money.
Me laughing, cause I'm heading to the bank. If you see me parking, better pull up in a tank. Pulling drink. Spend it, make it back. Now go and get the bag.
My words, my mind, my time.
Swipe.
my mind, my time.
What? That's money.
Life all the way to the bank. You forgot who to thank. What's it worth? What you say? You forgot who to pay. Pay respect, but also pay me money. Pay respect, but also pay me money. Pay respect, but also pay me money. Pay respect, but also pay me money.
Money.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country, BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Now, Murrumbilla Voices Bush Choir marks 20 years as former student credits it with saving his life. We're talking about Justin Welsh, who thinks back to his teenage years at Coonamble. He is certain of one thing. Without the regional children's choir, Murrumbilla Voices, his life could have taken a very different turn. Now married and a father of two, Mr. Welsh has returned to the program as a guest Indigenous language consultant, invited back by his long-term mentor and Murrumbilla's artistic director, Michelle Leonard. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Justin Welsh, former chorister and guest Indigenous language consultant. Justin, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good, Trevor. Good morning to you.
Thank you, brother, for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Justin?
My father's from Walgett and Gamilaroi country, and my mother's from Coonamble and Wayward country.
All right, beautiful. And a big shout out to your mob and your parents, a mob, fantastic. So, brother, we're talking about this choir virtually saved your life, this Bush Choir, brother. Paint the picture, please, bro.
Growing up in small rural towns in New South Wales, there's not much to do, no outlets, you know, and everyone's looking for something to do, and if there's nothing to do, you know, things can get pretty out of hand pretty quick. But
sure.
It's just good that this woman, Michelle Leonard, came along and she was doing this choir for 2 years before I joined.
And a big shout out to Michelle, yeah, big shout out.
Yeah, big shout out to Michelle Leonard. she invited me over to Barradine, which is a small town near Coonamble, to do this this program which she runs. And
did you have a passion as a singer? Was singing on the cards for you?
Music, definitely.
Oh, for
definitely
music. Music, okay, yes.
Instruments and art, drawing, painting, that
good
sort of thing.
But yep,
definitely for playing instruments.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, fantastic. And so that virtually turned your life around. How long did you do the choir for, and what happened thereafter, brother?
I was involved for about 4 years as a participant, and then my last year was as a sort of like a youth mentor.
Yeah, good.
Sort of guide the younger boys and girls, and sort of make it a bit less nerve-wracking for them.
Sure.
So, once I finished, I sort of moved on to Sydney, did a bit down there, did youth work, that would have been something that I would have probably never done if I wasn't involved. Like, these people opened up a lot of doors and a lot of windows for me to see opportunities.
Yeah.
That I probably wouldn't have seen if I wasn't involved, or if I stayed in Coonamble. You know, it's 6 hours from Sydney,
exactly,
right out in the bush. So.
Yeah.
And then I sort of travelled around down south a bit, and a few of my father, a few of my brothers moved over to Tamworth, so, and asked me to come back up and help with teaching our language here in the schools. So I come back up and got involved with that, and been doing that for a few years now.
Fantastic, brother. So Murrumbilla Voices are still operating. How long have they been running for, bro?
20 years this year.
20
so,
years.
Yeah, it's been,
good.
It's been about 15 years since I was involved. So they're going strong.
Good, brother. Good, good.
A lot of young kids going through and benefiting from it. It's awesome.
And the work you're doing, Indigenous language consultant, is that from your mob, teaching your language to the mob, yep?
Yeah, so they've always tried to involve language in their work, in their songs and stuff, and the composers will put the effort into sort of learn what they can. They've sort of been building it over the last sort of 15 years since I've left.
Good.
And, yeah, my grandfather was a big part of putting our dictionary, the Gamilaroi, Uralaroi, Dualigai dictionary together here for our mob. So,
beautiful. Your grandfather still with us, bro?
No, he passed on.
With us in spirit, my brother, and looking down on you.
Yeah, and so my father continued that, and then me and my brother Power are doing that here in Timoth and in a few of the schools and surrounding schools.
Yeah.
So it's good that I can go back and be involved and give something back to Murrumbilla and Michelle and the people over there, and give them some
support.
Help them on their language journey and helping the kids learn. So.
Yeah, beautiful, bro.
It's been great.
Well, love your work, and in more ways than one, Murrumbilla Voices has so chucked you into the future, into what you're doing today, brother. So, as you said in your opening there, it saved your life virtually, brother.
Yeah, it definitely put me on the right path. You know, there's a bunch of different paths I could have taken, and I'm glad I'm on this one, and this is definitely, they had a big part in that.
Good, brother. Now, Miana, with you, you're coming from the Koori Knockouts, is that right?
Yeah, here in Tamworth this year, so whack, vulgar water.
There'll be black fellas everywhere there, brother.
Oh, it's packed out, I tell you.
You'll be catching up with cousins that owe you money, brother.
Oh, I'll see him, although I haven't seen him for a while, so it's good.
Oh, too deadly, brother, too deadly. And what freaks me out, they're having the Koori Knockout on the weekend of the grand final. So we're getting straight off the field, running straight towards the television, to watch the grand final, brother.
Yeah, and then we're coming back up here tomorrow for the next couple of days too. So,
good. Fantastic.
Big weekend. A lot of mob around, so it's good.
Good yarn with you, Justin. Love the work that you're doing. Congratulations. And a big shout-out to Murrumbilla Voices, the work that they're doing, the choir, Bush Choir, and the work that you do with the Indigenous Language consultant you are. A big shout-out and big shout-out to Michelle Linnard, OAM, Artistic Director. And good yarn with you, my brother. Look, you have a great weekend. And we'll talk soon, cuss.
Yeah, cheers.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. Justin Walsh, his name is, former chorister with Murrumbilla Voices, Bush Choir, marks 20 years this year, and he's a former student, and he credits Murrumbilla Voices, the Bush Choir, as saving his life. So, look, fantastic. And now he's back working with them as Indigenous Language Consultant. That is great news, good news, good news story. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I'm live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, and that's BBM Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba katina bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
First to be allowed to finally dwell out of hell. Too quick did we force it, yeah we fell for this spell. Compelled to dwell amongst these open city fringes. This issue's ridiculous, we barely coping in these ditches. Look, this was not how it's supposed to be, openly. I could tell my people were stuck, but hopefully we grow to be the bigger man, so we don't have to go and run them up. Brother, what's up? Is this my luck? This got me feeling like nobody out here gives up. Ayy, from me to you, why you think we always sipping on the Jesus juice? Why do you think we always sitting where the Beatles do? Why do you think we always drinking with our people, dude? Cause it's the only place we ever accepted. Guess that's what's expected when you always reject it.
First to be allowed to thrive, first to live their lives. So hard to survive the children of the files, and it makes you wonder why. First to be allowed to thrive, first to live their lives. Still hard to survive the children and the files, makes you wonder why.
Alright, alright. More fines, more time, taking kids from the south side to the north side. And sitting back like all mine, we're forgetting now. These the issues that I live around, these the issues that you spit about when you've been living brown. Now I ain't gonna sit around, I ain't gonna be the one to bow down to a false crown. When I found out they the ones now that come round, somehow took everything we love well. Now, put yourself in a place, tell me now how will you safe? It's the hell that we face, everything fell into place. Well, what can you say at the end of the day? What can you say at the end of the day? Hey.
First to be allowed to thrive, first to live their lives. So hard to survive the children and the files, and it makes you wonder why, yeah. First to be allowed to thrive, first to live their lives. So hard to survive the children and the files, makes you wonder why. First to be allowed to thrive, first to live their lives. Still hard to survive the children of the files, makes you wonder why, yeah.
Rebecca Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Action Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bunbury Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, innovate with NBM Grants Program. Running a business regional or remote Australia isn't easy. Isolation, limited reach and tough conditions can all stand in the way. Yet out here, challenge breeds creativity. And in the face of adversity, innovation thrives. That's why NBM created the Innovate with NBM Grants Program with Regional Australia Institute. Now in its sixth year, the Grants Program champions the ideas, resilience and brilliance of regional digital business. There's also $125,000 in grants up for grabs. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother. Shay Cockatoo-Collins, former AFL player with Essendon Bombers and Port Adelaide, now Executive Manager Indigenous Affairs on NBN Co. And we are cousins and he owes me money and it's good to be talking with him. Shay Cockatoo-Collins, my brother. How are you, cuss?
It's only $20.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah. And you said you texted to me, but I didn't get the text.
Yeah, I was looking for
NBN. Yeah. Email it to me.
Email it to me. Would you take that instead?
No, that's right. Yeah. My brother, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, Shay.
Oh, well, I haven't been asked that for a while.
There you go, brother. Who you mob?
We're related.
Yeah, Wanyi. Which are?
Wanyi. Gungalita. Yes. So that's Granny from Dumaji Way, Burntown. Yeah. Born in Lawn Hill, but that's where all around that region there.
That's right.
Granddad, again, on mum's side. He's Yupungari from Mapoon, or in between Mapoon and Weeper, little area called Pennyfather.
Mm.
And Granny on my dad's side.
Yeah,
Dad grew up in Cherbourg, but that's Cherbourg. Waka Waka Mob.
But that's not our mob.
We just pay homage and acknowledge them whenever we, everything. Good, bad happens there. We'll make sure that we think that mob. But that's Goongari mob there. Granny born in Charleville Way.
Yep.
And granddad Charlie Collins is the mob up in Woodgill. Woodgill still know him, but he's Cookie Lungi. All of those, the mob, two deadly.
Listeners out there, my grandmother, old Lena, is sister to Shay's grandmother. Rennie Doreen, so there's our connection, and like I said, good to be on with you, and you're now the Executive Manager Indigenous Affairs on NBN Company. So we're talking about this grant, fantastic. People can apply $15,000 to deserving winners of each categories. What would be the categories, Shay?
Well, there's a few, and I mean, this is a call out here, Trev, because we've had it running for 6 years,
yes.
And although we've had some very worthy winners, recipients, and people who have applied for these grants, but not enough to for my want.
Yes, sure.
So that's kind of the call out, and I appreciate your help and helping out, getting the word out. But the categories are agriculture, arts and tourism, education, health, women in regional business.
Good.
The new one is sports and recreation. That's the new one this year.
Deadly.
And the one the one that I take care of and close eye on is Indigenous business.
Okay, but entrepreneurs coming to the table,
entrepreneurs.
Brother.
Yep. Look, it doesn't mean that you can you just put yourself. If you feel like you got a business that covers any of the others, including agriculture, arts and tourism, education, then go for it.
Yes.
But Indigenous business, we've had some really worthwhile winners and recipients over the last 6 years. The winners themselves will receive $15,000.
Okay.
And then if you're lucky enough to be the overall winner, then that's an extra 20. $5,000.
Oh, there's a bonus. Bonus overall
it's
winner.
A bonus.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have had one. We've out of the 6 years.
Okay.
So last year was Lola Digital.
Okay.
From up Torres Strait.
Big
there.
Shout out, Lola Digital. Yes.
Yeah. It's deadly. Young woman there that has really transformed and supported her community that way. And Woona, which is the ID Connect, which was Jason from. He's 1 year away too, Jason. I've just forgot his name, but he's in Darwin at the moment.
Okay.
Sorry, Jason, I forgot your last name. But he was the overall champion in 2021.
Beautiful.
But he developed a system and technology where you would fellas would lose their password, they lose their ID. It would capture that. It was an ID wallet, essentially.
Okay.
So. He was ahead of his time.
Gee,
so
21st century business, brother.
But I just checked his website yesterday. All of the big banks are on to him. They want him to do a lot of stuff out in the community. I'm like, man, I like it. Come in the wrong business, eh?
brother. True. exactly. It just opened your eyes, actually. Just opened your eyes. And brother, when you look at it, I've always said that we are wealthy being black, being indigenous, being First Nation. We're sitting on a gold mine, just being in that space. There's opportunities galore for our mob. We're talking 60,000 years. We are professors in all fields, brother, all industries. You look at it.
Well, already innovative.
Exactly.
So, you know, previous winners have just wanted to do stuff for their community, but they've used internet and NBN connection to make it happen, and all they need is a hand.
Yeah.
And you know, like if you were a previous winner or previous,
can you reapply? Can you reapply?
You absolutely
Thank
can.
You.
So I just feel because we don't have a lot of people returning to reapply with those things, it's because you know I keep an eye on those fellas.
Sure.
I feel that they don't.
They feel as though probably they're not allowed able, so that's right. But you're saying, yes, you can. If you're a previous successful applicant, you can reapply every year, yes.
Yes. So, unless you're a business, that's the only... If you're when I say business, a huge organisation, but if you're a small one,
okay.
Like Ma and Pa one, developing stuff for your community mob, reapply.
Reapply. All right, beautiful.
Even if you haven't been successful, reapply, because that's what it's all about. It's about challenging yourself, responding to adversity, responding to failure, pick yourself up, try again.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, deadly, brother. Fantastic. So applications are now open. When do they close, bro?
Yes, well, I've been open for 2 weeks now, so they close on Sunday, midnight, 12 October.
Okay, Sunday, 12 of October. And they've got to be remote companies, businesses?
No, not necessarily.
No.
Like you can service your mob. So look, you could well be based in a metropolitan setting.
Okay.
But put it this way, if you're in Cairns and you're servicing mob down south past Edmonton, Innisfail, Babinda, all that, Mirrawinny, all that way, or you're going out west a little bit further, or if your mob needs you up in the Cape, that's what it is. It's about NBN is focused on remote and regional areas.
Yep.
For these grants.
Yes.
Because they know that the mob out there need a hand.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a purpose of it.
Okay.
And so I need to reiterate, like, the grant process. I'll tell you how to apply. So basically, you go onto the link. It's got easy instructions, your name.
User-friendly, brother.
Yeah,
because some of these grants, you need like a university degree to fill them out, brother.
No. Trust me, it's pretty simple.
Good.
It's very easy, in fact.
Good.
And so your name, contact details, your LinkedIn page if you've got one, or social media. It might ask you a number of staff. If you don't have any, don't worry.
Yep.
It might ask you for your annual turnover. If you don't know it, don't worry about it.
Okay.
What is good, though, is some words on your business or your what you're doing, how you're helping mob, how you're helping the regional and remote areas, how you're improving your community, essentially.
Deadly.
And then we'd really like for you to it'll ask you to upload a short video.
Yep.
Of yourself talking about it.
Yep.
Look, some of them are a little bit scared, eh, on the camera. Not you or I, Trev.
We're shy individuals. We're slowly coming out of our shell. Slowly coming out of our shell. We're talking big shell.
but please
I want
the short videos to reflect your business as best as you can.
All right, brother.
So if you need a hand, ask your cousin, ask someone, brother, someone to help you out.
Yep.
But you upload that. It allows you to attach it.
Yep.
And then you're set.
Beautiful.
And then you'll hear from us regardless.
And then you'll send us the check. You'll send the mob the check. Here's the check.
Hey, look here. Well, in November, we'll have the award winners will be announced. So that'll be a dinner. So the lucky recipient and finalists, there'll be two finalists, that will be invited to the awards dinner in November. Sydney.
And where's in Sydney? Okay, lovely, beautiful. All right, look, brother, money's a tool. There's an opportunity there for our mob. No matter what industry you're talking, you mentioned some of the categories there. But look, just throw the iron in the fire, see if it lights up. Like I said, and it just gives you a boost to what you're building and a vision for the future, brother, I would think.
Absolutely. Well, people just need a hand, Trev.
Exactly.
Do you mind if I read out the website? So go to the NBN website or put nbnco.com.au/innovatewithNBN.
Okay, come again. NBN.
CO.
CO.
.com.
.com.
.au.
.au.
/.
Yep. Is that forward slash or hyphen?
No. We're forward or backwards. There's only one slash, isn't there?
Well, the minus sign is what you're saying.
No, that's a hyphen.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Forward slash or hyphen? Talk to me properly here. Don't make me take my shirt off for you, brother.
Forward slash.
Thank you, brother. And after forward slash?
Is innovate.
Innovate.
Innovate with NBN. All one word or lowercase.
Innovate with NBN. All right, lovely. So I will read that at nbnco.com.au/innovate, innovate with NBN. Fantastic.
Deadly.
And then the application closed on the 12th of October?
Oh, please get in.
Let's get in.
I think that's a Sunday, eh?
Yeah, brother, let's do it. All right. My brother, too, Deadly, this is fantastic. A great opportunity. Look, we are business people, just happen to be black. So there we are, entrepreneurs, looking at this opportunity, using the money, the tool, as to a platform, the vehicle to help us promote our business. Fantastic, brother. Look, good yarning with you, Shay. Thank you for the yarn. How's your lovely lady?
Yeah, Delvine's going well. She's in the States at the moment.
In the States.
A lot of pizza and a lot of action movies.
And you're babysitting. You're looking after them young ones there.
Oh, well, them boys, they don't want to know me anymore. They're 18 and 22 and 24. Now I'm just me and the puppy dogs and
Puppy dogs and party at your place and cuss. Shay Cogney Collins, good yarning with you, brother. Look, one love. You take care and we'll yarn soon, brother.
All right, deadly.
Take care, bro. All the best.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there to Shay Cockney Collins, Executive Manager in Digital Affairs at NBM Co. And we're talking about the Innovate with NBN Grants program. So an opportunity for you mob out there in business, $15,000, deserving winners, and then you go in the draw for another $20,000. So application, do apply, NBNco, one word, .com.au/innovate, one word, innovate with NBN. So do check it out, suss that out, $15,000. Look, categories, agriculture, arts and tourism, education, health, indigenous business, sports and recreation, women, regional business. So plenty of categories there. So look, throw the iron in fire, see if it lights up, and go for it. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here at BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black.
Jungle in a jungle.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.